An interest in the sun is still going strong even 4,000 years later, and it was while looking at data from the Solar Dynamics Observatory that researchers at Aberystwyth University spotted something unusual, an enormous solar tornado. These are often associated with solar storms, but this was the first time a tornado of this magnitude had been caught on camera. Doctors Ching Li and First Hugh Morgan explain more.
It's a huge, what appears to be a tornado, appearing above the limb of the sun, extending to about 120,000 kilometres height, and it could contain several hundred Earths, and what you see is hot and cold plasma being injected into this structure and swirling around in, appearing just like a tornado.
And how long did it last? Was it a very transient event, or was it there for days, weeks, hours?
The whole structure is there for a couple of days, but the main coherent tornado appearance is maybe 4 or 5 hours.
An actual tornado of solar plasma sounds like quite a fantastic thing, and the size is enormous, but do we think it's the same physics behind it that's causing it to exist compared to a normal hot and cold air tornado here on Earth?
No. The solar atmosphere is a magnetised plasma, so the physics is quite different from a tornado on Earth. We have waves, you have the magnetic structure confining the plasma, so it's maybe wrong to think of it as a wind on as on Earth, but there's some similarities.
Ching, how did you actually discover this?
Well, we are always interested in another bigger, even bigger storm. That storm is called coronal mass ejections. And so those coronal mass ejections, they can head into Earth. But the mechanism that drive those bigger solar storms are unknown. We are thinking that these kind of smaller solar storm, solar tornadoes, although they are still quite big, play some role in triggering those bigger, even bigger storms.
So weather on the sun is scientifically very interesting. Clearly it can impact us on Earth. It's not just an academic study. What observations are you using? Where do these observations come from?
It comes from a satellite called Solar Dynamic Observatory. It has very high spatial and time resolution, and we have so many images and data, and we just have to mine those data, basically.
So how do we now hope to try and understand this tornado, and what can it teach us?
Well, when we saw this event in October, the minute I saw it, I was hooked, you know, and we've spent the months since then trying to interpret this, because it's a very complex dance of plasma and very hard to interpret and understand. But our hope is to build maybe a model where you see similarities to the true event, and this will help us to pin down exactly what's happening in the true tornado.
We've seen on the surface of the sun before some very strange magnetic phenomenon. You get these plaited ropes of magnetic flux. Do we think that this is just another quirk of the sun's magnetic field?
Yes, I think so. But it's quite dynamic, and it's kind of this kind of structure is just like you when you pinch a rope. So if you pinch harder, the rope will tangle. And I think we also see this happening. Of course, the pinch for ordinary rope is very slow, but this kind of pinch is much faster, hundreds of thousands kilometers per hour.
I'm struggling really to understand how magnetic fields can form this sort of shape. Do we have some good ideas how it might work?
Well, it's something happened below the surface, what we can see, and something happened there, and it's driving this kind of very fast material going up. But there's something we cannot see, so we don't fully understand it.
And Hugh?
At the surface of the sun, the gas is the boss, and it dominates the magnetic field, and it will whip it round, tangle it, whichever way it wants. But sometimes that magnetic field then pokes out into the atmosphere, and so it does emerge from the surface of the sun as a tangled field like that.
So what do we need to do now to better understand this tornado that you've seen, but also to keep an eye out for new ones or similar weather activity on the sun?
Keep on looking at SDO data. Hopefully have other missions looking in such detail. And it's kind of important to develop probably computers to look at the data for this type of stuff automatically. We're lucky that we saw this event. Could have missed it.
Hugh Morgan, and before him, Xing Li from the University of Aberystwyth. And their lucky discovery will help us to understand solar storms, which can lead to coronal mass ejections and are a component of space weather, which is a hot topic in astronomy at the moment.